Marty, good to have you with us.
Good to be back. Thanks.
All right. Let's start off with something real important that happens every year. That's Las Cruces Day, and it's actually multiple days in Santa Fe.
Yes, a lot of communities around the state have these days designated, and they're really fun. And when I was in Ruidoso, they had a Ruidoso Day, and I went up and schmoozed. And it's kind of an opportunity for business, political leaders in a community to get up there and meet with the representatives and just kind of make contact and get their wishes known. And we'll see how it works out in capital outlay requests. That's going to be where the rubber meets the road. But for now, it's a good opportunity. Richard Coltharp, our publisher, and Tracy Roy, the content director at the Bulletin, went up there, and we have photos and cut lines that pretty much explain what was going on. And then we'll come back, and as the weeks go by, we'll have more in-depth stories.
That's great. Yeah, it's good to stay up to date because this is going to be a very tight budget year.
Yes.
It's also a budget year where we're revisiting a lot of different issues. The minimum wage is one. The legalization of recreational marijuana is another. And both of those have local connections. And there's also a local connection to a bill for hemp, not marijuana, by the way. It is farming hemp.
Exactly. And it, like you say, it's a distinction. I think the criteria on that is 0.03 THC.
Yes.
If it's below that, it qualifies as a hemp product.
You're not going to get high.
You're not going to get high. But those who go into that field agriculturally will get high on profits.
Yes.
That's what they're talking about. So Bill Gomez of La Mesa is a Democrat, and he's sponsoring a bill in the House of Representatives. There's a companion bill in the Senate by some senators, or I think two senators from up north near Albuquerque.
Yes.
So they're probably going to get together. But both of those bills so far are sailing through.
Yes.
And it would really benefit, the proponents say, agriculturally, and of course this area down here in the valley would really be able to benefit from that.
And unlike many crops, it's a low water use crop.
Yes.
And if you're having deja vu right now, yes, this passed the legislature, but it was vetoed previously in a previous legislative session by Governor Martinez. Well, we move on now to local news in Las Cruces, and you may have seen this week on KRWG.org. You have a story in the Bulletin about it this week. The immigration enforcement policy for the Las Cruces police.
Yes, and the police department obviously felt a need to get out a press release regarding their policy on immigration, on immigrants, vis-a-vis those who may be detained, may be jailed, that sort of thing, and how their policy works with the federal authorities. And so on page 18, we have a story that outlines the department policy. And I can tell you that we're going to follow up on some more detail on this, because it's not going to go away anytime soon.
No.
And so,
and essentially, if someone is jailed in the city and they are determined to be undocumented, they will notify federal authorities, but they say they're not out there looking for folks who may or may not be undocumented. It's not essentially their core duty.
They're not profiling in that regard.
Yeah, absolutely. Well, business news in Las Cruces, too, an attempt to streamline building permits.
Yes, and it has been a contentious issue. Some would-be business people trying to open new businesses or even have a building erected have voiced frustration over the process. And with the reorganization of city government and city departments, with new city manager Stuart Eade, they're looking into it, and they're hoping to streamline that.
That will make people happy. We have
Yes.
about 30 seconds. You have a very useful resource in the newspaper this week: Black History Month events.
Yes, and they really gave us a lot of detail, and just briefly, we have a schedule of events at NMSU. And they start next Friday the 3rd.
We will look for it all at an NMSU and lots of good information on the calendar. And Marty, thank you for being with us.
Thank you.